What's going on, everybody? Trying to get my throat together so I can hurry up and get out of here. I gotta go to work, but I wanted to do this. I did a recording last night of an episode I wanted to put out for you, but I didn't like it, so I'm redoing it this morning. I didn't want to wait until I got home. I just wanted to do it now and get it over with and put it out there. So I was on a Twitter live space. I was on a Twitter space last night, and I actually spoke. The reason why I spoke is because these gentlemen are a part of the new black media, and I really love them, and I love advocating for them. The type of person that I am, I have to listen to things and subscribe to things that I want to see that I like, that I feel like are going to give me something to feed off of. And so that's where that stands. The reason why I'm saying that is because I subscribe to Black Alpha Network, but I don't subscribe to BeatZilla, who was the other person that was holding the space last night. And I'll tell you why, is because I'm very particular on certain things concerning the Black community. We all have our tastes. And there are a lot of people who have listened to my episodes and decided they don't like them and they don't listen. They don't support it. So, and that's fine. I've never saw anything wrong with that. So I do the same with other people because I would do, you know, I would expect them to do that for me. If you don't like something that I'm doing, or if you don't like the flow of my podcast, then you don't like the energy, and then and the content is not for you, then don't listen. So I just feel like a lot of the things that BeatZilla talks about are way over my head. I can't really grasp or understand what he's talking about on some of his subject matter. So I don't listen. But I do enjoy when he hosts spaces because he's a really good host. He's a very good moderator and he's really good with listening to people. And, I really enjoy when he moderates. So anytime I see him in a space and he's moderating it or he's the host of it, I listen. With that being said, I just wanted to get that out of the way. And I also wanted to get out of the way. A lot of people have not heard of me and they have not heard any of my episodes. So I want to kind of introduce myself to some of you out here who may listen to this episode. I have always been a fan of Michael, but I grew up Pentecostal apostolic. My grandfather was the pastor of the church that I attended for 20 years. I was raised as if I was perfect. My mother made sure that I had the best of everything. She was very attentive and very loving. We were not rich, we were poor, but we were never on welfare and we never were without a home and we never had lack of clothing or food. So, but every Sunday, every church service that I went to, my mother made sure that I was immaculate, that I sat well, that I presented myself well, that I made sure that when I was out in public, I behaved as the pastor's granddaughter. She told me that I was royalty. And I was raised as such to believe that. And so when I did go out in public, there were things that I did that, you know, I look back on that I was not proud of, but I did not embarrass my family. It was just young and doing what young people do. Now, when it came to being a teenager, I was very cautious on who I hung out with and who I spent my time and who I talked to. So I was very selective. I had to be selective because I wasn't only representing myself, but I was representing my family. So I had to be careful. When my friends were entertaining themselves with drugs and boys, I was more concerned with church, going to church, trying to find a husband, or I was more concerned with trying to figure out what the hell was going on MTV. When Michael Jackson's short films came out, I was front and center every single time. And I have to tell you, I fell in love with that man from a young age. I was always in love with Michael. But being in my religion, I could not express my love openly. I had to pay attention to more people who were speaking or singing gospel music and hymns and things like that. So I never really advocated for Michael publicly, but I did defend him in my private life. When people would say something about Michael, I'd defend him. And I'd be very serious about it. But after his death, I realized that my thinking that there were a lot of people there for Michael was a fallacy. I started to see things, but then I just put it on the back burner because once again, I thought I'm insignificant. Mrs. Catherine is here. She's going to take care of Michael's kids and everything's going to be okay. When things, you know, got kind of weird back when the kids were teenagers, you know, the incident with Janet grabbing Paris or whatever, I was like monitoring that situation and people were saying Miss Catherine was kidnapped and all. I was like watching that really intently. But still, again, I thought, oh, you can't do shit. So, you know, I just watched just so I could keep my prayers and send positive energy to the situation. So I'm just living my life. I'm going on doing things. And in 2018, in December, I heard this newscaster talk about this movie that was going to come out about a documentary that was going to come out about Michael Jackson. I was like, oh, okay. So then they start talking more about it. I'm like, what the fuck are these people talking about? Like, what are they fucking crazy? This man has been dead, murdered 10 years. What the fuck is going on? So I'm like, the first two allegations that he was alive, that wasn't enough for people to understand that Michael Jackson was not this man. And then when everything actually came out and people were watching that lying ass film, I'm thinking to myself, who the fuck is entertaining this shit? So I keep digging and digging and digging and trying to find answers for myself. And I go through different scenarios and I talk about different things in my podcast. First, I got to go back to when I got into the fan base. And then I'll talk about all the other stuff. So when I got into the fan base to start fighting for Michael, I was really observant and paying attention to who was talking, who was saying what. And so I collectively gathered this feeling of the Black community is not listened to and they are not supported in this fan base in the way that they should be. Their voices are not heard. And I'm like, why is this happening? I'm thinking to myself, why is this happening? So in July of 2019, I created this video and I was so nervous and I didn't think anybody was going to listen to me. So I got on there, did the video, posted it, came back from work that day and looked at all of the responses I got. There were so many people responding to that video. Let me tell you, I was flabbergasted. I was floored. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, what the fuck did I just do? I just cracked something open. So, and I just kept thinking, what am I supposed to be doing with this? And I tried different things. One of the things that stuck was my podcast. That was working. People were listening to me on that. But they were paying too much attention to me as a person. I don't want that. I want you to pay attention to what I'm trying to do for Michael. And if you can support it, support it. If you cannot, don't. Don't feel bad if you can't support it. I'm not here to make people do what I think they should do. I'm here for everybody to be seen on an equal level. I want everybody to be able to speak, and I want everybody to feel like they have a right to speak. And I want everybody to feel like what they have to contribute to helping the world see who Michael Jackson really is. Nothing is too small and nothing is too great. And the too small part was really sticking out to me because I saw that a lot of fans who felt like they didn't have anything to offer, I was reading people say this, and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? There's so much out there electronically that's free that we can do for him. So many things we can do that don't cost any money. You just get on, you type, you support somebody, you be a keyboard warrior. Like, whatever you can do for this man is never too little. So I kept trying to be a support system for these types of people, for my people, for people who felt like they couldn't contribute anything to Michael because they didn't have the money nor the resources. And that was really pissing me off. I didn't like that. So I did the video and I kept trying to figure out what was my thing. What was I supposed to be doing? It took me about, let's see, July to October is 3 months. Yeah, 3 months. And so during that 3 months, I got a lot of responses and I made a lot of friends. I made a lot of friends. I met a lot of Michael Jackson fans, talking to them and things like that. And I was, like I said, I was getting too much into myself. I didn't want that. So I cut loose a lot of people and things like that over time. So within those 3 months, I noticed that I did not get a reach out from anybody in Michael Jackson's fan base that was, quote unquote, had the resources. There was our particular resource that I was looking for to reach out to me that never did. Nobody reached out and said, can we interview you? Can we find out more about you? The fans really want to know. And I felt like I wasn't being embraced by those people because I was Black. I felt like there was a certain kind of, I didn't feel like I was wanted in the fan base. So I said, you know what? Let me start my own podcast. Because I wasn't sleeping. God was waking me up in the middle of the night, giving me these messages, letting me know I need to talk about this. I need to do this. I need to do that. So I was doing this. And you know, when God moves you, you got to move. You can't just sit there and be like, no, Lord, I don't want to do this. You got to move. So I moved. And I made sure that when I get on that podcast, I was honest, I was open, and I was transparent. And I did everything off the cuff. I did not write scripts. I did not have anything planned. I was working. I had just gotten over trying to heal from a hysterectomy. People were commenting how tired I looked. I was really going through it. I had just moved into a new house. I was going through it with my family. It was really a rough 2019 was a very hard time for me. And so as time went on, I created, like, this is my fourth podcast. and I'm going to take my time with it. And all the other podcasts, all the other episodes, I made some fucking stellar ass episodes, let me tell you. But I deleted everything. And on this podcast, I deleted a ton of episodes. So I'm starting over. I'm trying to be a man in the mirror. I'm trying to look at myself and assess what I'm doing wrong, what I have not done that was pleasing to God. I'm trying to be better every day. There are things in the past that I've done I do not regret, but I know I see that I could have done better. And so I'm trying to do that now. I'm not trying to make up for what I didn't do, but I'm trying to be better in my responses and how I approach certain subject matter when it comes to Michael or anything that I want to talk about on this podcast. So that's a little bit of history about myself concerning the fan base. I really wanted to fight for Michael in 2019. I was just like, no, this is 10 years after this man was murdered and these people are still trying to go after him. I'm like, I don't understand why. I don't understand what's going on. So I had made a comment on Twitter that we have to be careful about what we say on here because people are, you know, serious and, you know, things can happen to you or whatever. And somebody came into my DMs and I was like, whoa, what the hell? And that was flattering for me to have that kind of support, to see that people were listening to me and looking out for me and be like, oh, wait a minute. No, somebody trying to hurt you? What the hell? So I have gotten a lot of support. A lot of people have come to my DMs and talked to me and we've had conversations and some people I let go of, some people I still keep in touch with. And I just really love how I've penetrated into this fan base because I opened up something that needed to be talked about. Michael Jackson was not that type of man to ignore anybody. He wasn't going to turn his back on folks because they had a handicap or because they didn't have enough money. He wasn't one of those celebrities that gouged you when it came to buying a ticket to one of his shows. He wanted to make sure that everybody could see him. When he went to different countries, wherever he went in the world, he always made sure he told the fans that he loved them. He thanked them for being there for him and supporting him. He was a living angel. This man was perfection. A lot of people have a problem with hearing that. But that's, I don't have anything to do with that. That's not my problem. So I went on last night and I spoke and I wanted to give my two cents about a certain topic that concerning Michael. I went off the cuff. I didn't think about what I wanted to say. I just said it. And I feel like I did say something that was important, but I also feel like I said some things that I could have expounded on a little bit, but I was concerned with the time constraint because with these spaces, time is everything and you want to get the information in and you want to capture people's attention. So what I've learned when doing my podcast is that you don't want to stretch things out when you're talking to people and you're trying to deliver a message. You want to get in some really good key points. So the points I hit were Taj being advocating for his uncle because I wanted to see him get more support and Michael's children. I wanted to see them get support as well because I don't think the people know how or where to even begin to look to see what his children are doing. Taj, with the Black community, I think things get lost because Black people, I think we have this I'm going to call it PTSD, where we are, we have this block about people who don't do things as we think we should do them. And I think that's one of the things that is our Achilles heel. We need to stop doing this. We need to stop gathering together in groups and saying, I don't like this, so let's just ignore it collectively. And I think Black people have been taught to do this. We've been taught not to be our own person and advocate for certain things and understand that we need to do what's right. So one of the things that I noticed was that the Jackson family is not really listened to as far as being people, because, you know, there's scuttlebutt going around saying that the Jackson brothers don't believe in being with Black women, and that's untrue. And, you know, I just think that Black people have this block when they see Michael's children, and they believe the rhetoric, that they believe that what is, what they, you know, they see Michael's children and they're fair skinned. They look like the enemy, right? They look like people who we would have to be suspect of, right? So how do you bring yourself to understand that these are Michael Jackson's children? How? You have to change your way of thinking. You have to unlearn the bad learned behaviors. You have to unlearn the lies that were told to us. From dark skin to fair skin, we are all from Africa. We all come from Africa. Unfortunately, the fair skin who call themselves white have dominated every system in the entire world, and it's called white supremacy, racism. Not every fair skinned person subscribes to this, but this is what we have today, okay? So go ahead and listen to my 4 minutes on this Twitter space. And I'll say a little bit after that. But I don't have that much longer till this episode ends. So here we go.
I totally agree. Now, I think that's Queen Cha Cha next.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, indeed, I can. Go ahead, sis.
Okay, thank you. So, I've been hearing a lot. You guys are doing a really good broadcast to talk about hip-hop and Michael. It's 2019, I came online to really advocate for Michael because of that. I called it a lion-ass film. And the fans have done so much to debunk that film. They even had to take out portions of that film because the fans debunked a lot of the lies. Taz Jackson has been huge in advocating for his uncle. He's a part of a band called 3T, and he is Tito's son. I believe he's Tito's oldest child. Taz Jackson also does lives. He's on YouTube. He just did one recently. Michael's got 3 kids. Those are his children. I don't care what anybody says. I listen to what comes out of Michael's mouth. But Michael said those are his children, and he got them the way the children are conceived. So that's that. But Paris Jackson has released 2 albums, I believe. One was The Soundflower. She's not with her, the person that she was in the band with anymore, so now she's solo. She did a album, I believe it's called Wilted, I believe. But she's got a YouTube channel. You can go there and check out her latest stuff. And Prince Jackson, he's always online. He's more active on Instagram. And he has a foundation called Heal Los Angeles Foundation. And they've been doing things since the pandemic. They've been working really hard. Him and his, I think the gentleman that's working with Prince with Heal Los Angeles Foundation, I don't know their titles, but his name is John Muto. I think that's how you pronounce his name. So, and BG did a series reviewing films on YouTube. It's called Film Family. You can see him on there. As of recent, there is a recent video from last year of BG being interviewed a couple of times. So I would just, it would be nice to see more Black people visual in the fan base. I know we're always there in the shadows, but it would be nice to see us just really be vocal and supporting Michael. Somebody, I don't remember who it was, but somebody said that Michael was weird. And I take offense to when people say that. I know a lot of times, you know, people, when they say things, they don't mean it in a way. But for me, Mike, there was nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with Michael. He was who he was. He came here to this earth to do what he did. Unfortunately, you know, white supremacy, racism got to him, and they murdered him. So I just wanted to give my two cents on that. I never come on anywhere and talk about anything, but I really appreciate hearing my people talk about the greatest entertainer that will ever be, and there will never be anybody. I don't care if they want to create an AI. Be careful with supporting that AI stuff, because you know what happens. You're looking in your grocery store, you got all these checkout lines. What's going to happen to the people, the self-checkout lines? What's going to happen to the people that actually are checking you out? They're going to be on the streets. So be careful with this AI stuff. That's all I want to say. Thank you for letting me speak, guys.
Absolutely. And just to double down on that, we are not down with the AI thing at all. We are definitely not participating in transhumanism, nor do we support or endorse it.
All right. So, looking for something for work to wear. You got the gist of what I was trying to put forth. Like I said, I was trying to be quick about it. I was trying to make sure that I got across some major points of what I wanted to present to my Black family, my Black people. And I hope I did that. I hope I made some kind of impression. I hope I got people to start wondering and looking for Michael's children. And I'm hoping people start understanding that we need to heal. We need to, in a sense, stop the generational curses in the Black community and just embrace each other and love each other. If we don't give each other a reason to be suspect, then we need to just hang it up. I don't know if what I said made any sense. I hope it did. I hope you guys enjoyed that I was able to go on to a space and say some loving things about Michael. The space in its entirety is almost 6 hours long. It is an amazing space. I would highly, highly, highly suggest you go and listen. If we can sit and watch a series, we can sit and binge these TV shows, we can sit and listen to a Twitter space. And they say some beautiful things about Michael. You guys got to go and check them out. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting me. I appreciate everybody. Take care.